Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are now in Hebrews chapter 8 in the Voice Translation, and this is what it says. So let me sum up what we've covered so far, for there is much we have said. We have a high priest, a perfect priest, who sits in the place of honor at the highest heavens, at the right hand of the throne of the Majestic One, a minister within the heavenly sanctuary set up by the Lord, not by human hands. As I have said, it is the role of every high priest to offer gifts and sacrifices to God, so clearly this priest of ours must have something to offer as well. If he were on earth, then he would not be a priest at all, because there are already priests who can offer gifts according to the law of Moses. In a sanctuary that is only a copy and a shadow of the heavenly sanctuary, we know this because God admonished Moses as he set up the tent for the Lord's sanctuary. Be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I showed you on the mountain. But now Jesus has taken on a new and improved priestly ministry, and in that respect he has been made the mediator of a better covenant, established on better promises. Remember, if the first covenant had been able to reconcile everyone to God, there would be no reason for a second covenant. God found fault with the priests when he said through the prophet Jeremiah, "Look, the time is coming," the eternal Lord said, "when I will bring about a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of slavery in the land of Egypt. They did not remain faithful to that covenant. So, the Eternal One says, I turned away from them. But when those days are over, the Eternal One says, I will make this kind of covenant with the people of Israel. I will put my laws on their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. In those days, they won't need to teach each other my ways or to say to each other, know the Eternal. In those days, all will know me, from the least to the greatest. I will be merciful when they fail, and I will erase their sins and wicked acts out of my memory, as though they had never existed." With the words, a new covenant, God made the first covenant old, and what is old and no longer effective will soon fade away completely. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you for a new covenant. I thank you that our sins can be wiped away as though they had never existed. And I thank you that in that new covenant, my past sins, my present sins, and my future sins are accounted for and atoned for. So I thank you for that so much today. And I thank you that we can walk in newness of life and not in the oldness of the letter of the law. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you that you are a mediator in the heavenly law court and a mediator in the heavenly temple. And this is secure and fixed, and it's something that we can rely on. We don't need to fret or worry because you have us in the palm of your hand. Lord, we do ask that you would put your law on our minds and write them upon our hearts. We want to be your people. We want to follow you wherever you lead us, and we need your strength to obey it so that we can obey you. Lord, we want to know you, and we want to know what it's like to live as children of the light, children of resurrection. And so, Lord, I pray for those today who are struggling. I pray for those who are having a hard time seeing you in the midst of their own pain and worry and anxiety. Lord, you are not confined to our circumstances, but Lord, we can often see you through the lens of our circumstances, meaning that we can project on you that you aren't with us when we go through trials and tribulations and pain. And so, Lord, reorient our minds and our hearts toward faith in you. Help us to trust that you are in control. And even when we don't see your hand, even when we don't see you act, that we know that you are holding the sovereign, that you are sovereign and you're holding the world in your hands, including holding us. We lift up our friends and family members who are far from you. We lift up the broken relationships in our lives, and we pray for reconciliation, and show us if there are places where we need to repent or ask forgiveness. We lift up our health issues to you, and we pray, Lord, that you would have mercy upon us. We ask that you would provide for us today. Give us this day our daily bread. And Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would just be present with us. We ask that you would give us a song to sing today, even in the midst of the darkness. We love you, we need you, we praise you, and we worship you. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the Pray Every Day show or the Pray Every Day podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by another podcast, and it is called the Believe and Speak podcast by my friend Shauna Marie Bryant. And you can find it at shaunamariebryant.com/mypodcast. The cool thing about this podcast is she speaks these affirmations over you, and she's got a lovely voice. And she also creates graphics for those so that every week, her episodes drop on Wednesday. Every week you can download that particular affirmation. So her format is similar to Pray Every Day in the fact that she does read a scripture, but then she talks about a proclamation that you can make over your life, and she invites you to be a part of saying that proclamation, and then she closes with prayer. These are about 5 to 8 minutes long and highly encouraging. I have listened to them, and I know that the Believe and Speak podcast will be a blessing to you. Again, you can go to Shauna, it's S-H-A-W-N-A, Marie Bryant, and Bryant is BRYANT.com/mypodcast to find out more about the Believe and Speak podcast. Again, every Wednesday, she has a new episode. I pray that these will bless you. They have totally blessed me. And Shauna, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I do hope that today is a day that you are walking in the affirmation of knowing you are loved and forgiven, that you serve a God of the new covenant who walks alongside you today.